It's a wrap. The American Farm Bureau Convention done for another year, this year in Honolulu, Hawaii. President of the American Farm Bureau for another couple of years, Bob Stallman, who says that the delegates did a good job as they worked on the policy position of the group for the 2012 Farm Bill. He says he's pleased that the group did not look backward in their policy statement.
When the question came up about supporting direct payments, that was soundly rejected. When the discussion about, in essence, having multiple programs for multiple crops, that was rejected. We want uniformity in that policy structure versus some kind of patchwork approach.
So where did the delegates go? They basically embrace a risk management proposal that was put forward by the board of directors this last fall. According to Mike Spradling, who's on that board of directors, he's president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. There are several concepts or principles that make up the Farm Bill recommendation from the delegate body.
One of the things at Oklahoma, we were certainly interested in having a program that deals with catastrophic revenue losses, a program that also allows farmers to purchase insurance products to further protect individual risk, and as well as a program that's available for producers of all crops that have insurance available to them, and also then a program that is delivered by private crop insurance companies.
The overall package was called SERP, or the Systemic Risk Reduction Program, but Oklahoma Farm Bureau actually offered a resolution to remove that name from the overall package. The elements are there. The name no longer there. It simply will be the Farm Bill proposal.
Now, this was all encompassed in something called SERP, which is the Systemic Risk Reduction Program. But one of the things that Oklahoma was concerned about is that if we put all these pieces in underneath one title, it was easy to be a target. And so we've actually asked just a while ago, was successful in removing the acronyms of SERP. But we still have all those integral pieces that we feel is important to farmers and ranchers, not only in the state of Oklahoma, but in the nation as a whole, included in the policy now that Farm Bureau just passed.
Now back to Bob Stallman, the president of the American Farm Bureau, for just a moment. In his after-convention press conference, news conference, he was asked about the issue of trying to get a farm bill done here in 2012. He says that is one of the big worries now in this presidential election year.
It's hard to predict. An election year is going to be inherently difficult unless both parties decide it is in their best interest to move forward and get a farm bill passed. And I find that maybe a little unlikely. I could be wrong. We have passed farm bills in election years before. But then you do what's the alternative? Well, the alternative is an extension, or at least one alternative is an extension, a one-year extension, and push the discussion into 2013. But then you've got a whole host of issues related to maintaining a budget fund, or a level of budget funding that allows the current programs to continue. I think there will be great, sort of political resistance to doing that. And so I don't know how it's going to come out on balance. If you ask me in about 3 or 4 months, I can probably give you a better idea. But I think there's a lot of uncertainty in the air about what's going to happen with that 2012 Farm Bill discussion.
Bob Stallman of American Farm Bureau talking about the realities of trying to do a farm bill in this election year. A lot of uncertainties, obviously, on Capitol Hill ahead of us. However, one thing is for certain, Farm Bureau now has a policy in place. It's not called SERP. It's not their Systemic Risk Reduction Program as far as in name, but indeed it is, as it is a deeper loss program that provides a safety net that will be advocated by this largest general farm organization. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.